The book of John, chapter 15, says, Jesus says, I am the vine, you are the branches. Whoever abides in me and I in him, it is he that bears much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing. This morning we're coming to the Lord confessing the fact that we can do nothing apart from him. So if you would, bow your heads and look to the Lord for his grace and mercy with me. God, we come to you this morning confessing the weakness of our flesh. We acknowledge that we are not strong enough to fight against temptation or resist the wiles of the devil. Our tendency is to fall when the devil brings his wiles against us. Lord, our tendency indeed is to repeat our sins ad infinitum. No matter how foolish we acknowledge these sins to be or how destructive our lifestyle is, Father, we return to it as a dog returns to its vomit. God, this powerlessness also makes us wallow in our sins. Not only do we fail to remain faithful, but we are slow to repent and turn to you for your grace and forgiveness. We compile our sin by not seeking your deliverance. But all this is because we are so fraught with sin and unable in and of our sins ourselves to overcome it. So we plead to you this morning for you to be gracious to us. Cover us with your presence and lift us out of this miry pit. Set our feet upon solid ground and awaken us from this perpetual slumber. Lord, we are as dead men when it comes to our sin, and we pray earnestly for the quickening of your Spirit. Come to us and revive us again. We thank you for your infinite sacrifice, for the blood of Jesus Christ and the cleansing power of it. We thank you that there is no end to that eternal spring of life, and it is there and there alone that we wish to reside. May that crimson tide flow over us and cover every failing of our feeble souls. Father, we pray to you this morning that you would pour out your Spirit upon us and grant us a new vigor to love what is good and to do what is right. And Father, we fall at your feet as only sinners can do. For we ask these things in Jesus' strong name. Amen. Our assurance of pardon comes from the book of Isaiah. An opportunity to read this with Joel Hale just this past week. It's about a people who were wallowing in their sins and their weaknesses. God speaks to them and says, "Why do you say, O Jacob, and speak, O Israel, my way is hidden from the Lord, and my right is disregarded by my God? Have you not known? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He does not faint or grow weary. His understanding is unsearchable. He gives power to the faint, and to him who has no might, he increases strength. Even youths shall faint and be weary, and young men shall fall exhausted. But those who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint." Praise be to God that he gives us that strength, especially in the resurrection. Amen.